The gospel today gives us so much of our Lord's teaching on one topic that it would have been better, I think, to have divided this into three or four sections, because it just comes one after the other. Though, it all describes one reality, love. If we were doing this sort of thing, even among ourselves, it would be a light on a mountaintop. It would be the beginning of this peace. Huh? There's no doubt about that. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. That's hard to practice, isn't it? Even in little ways. If you lend a book to somebody and you know you're not going to get it back. People have a special conscience when it comes to books. Believe me, I know. But let him have it. It's going to do him some good, and let's hope he gets it back. You know? So many of these things are just practical in a way. Huh? And the first reading from the letter to the Corinthians, now we're in chapter 8 of 1 Corinthians, and we have the same preaching of the Word of God here about love. Now the situation is different. You know, at all the shrines, all the temples of Corinth, Ephesus, Thessalonica, wherever, people offered sacrifices to the whatever, to the local gods of the city, for the good of the emperor. It's a whole world that is seen as populated by forces that are not under control. We call them demons. They did too, demones. So you sacrifice, you do something to keep these things off your back. Also, see, religion in the ancient world had very little or anything to do with morality. Morality came from philosophy. Religion was that by which you kept all these forces, which were called gods, in the right balance, so that your house, your family, your nation, your city would be okay. It wouldn't be upset by these forces. That's religion. The idea that there's one God and Creator who is the Father of all and loves all, and who finally sent His Son to die for us, to atone for our sins, and to bring us to heaven, that's nothing to do with religion. That's why, of course, the early Christians were martyred on the charge of atheism, because they didn't worship the gods of the establishment. It's in that world that we have to place this text. So you've got these unknown forces, you see, and they're one step up from us in this universe, which is a totally closed system. It's just one big box. And there might be some one principle that holds it all together. The Stoics held that, for instance. But it's still part of the system. The idea of creation, you know, that all exists because of the benevolent, loving decision of an almighty creator who needs nothing and does this out of pure generosity and love. Oh, only the Jews knew that. Only the Jews knew that. And that's why, you see, for them, morality is doing what God, the Creator, the Father of the nation, tells you to do. For the rest of the world, it's the basics, you know. I mean, if I kill somebody, somebody's going to probably kill me. And the philosophers will tell us that this is not the way to peace. That's why the climax of all the writings is usually a treatise on the Republic, Aristotle, Plato. How do people live together? Well, here's Paul stepping into that world and saying, now, people have been sacrificing these things to these idols, and they know that there are forces around, demons around. They know that. They're trying to keep them all happy. Or at least go hit my neighbor, but don't hit me. And that's what's going on. Well, then, if you go to the marketplace to buy meat, chances are, you know, 9 in 10, it's been meat from the temples that's been offered in sacrifice. So now there's demons all around it. My friends, that is why we say grace before meals. Now, the way we say, it's not going to do any good at all. If there's demons, they're not going to be the least bit impressed. But you see, I mean, if you look at the great blessings of our ancestors, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, Melech haolam, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who give us the fruit of the... You see, that's a little bit different than bless us, O Lord, these things, you know. It's the power, and Paul says in one of the letters, everything is made pure by the word of God. Don't worry about it. Yet, my brother is still a little bit scared. You know, there's still demons floating around this stuff, and you know, I hope your prayers worked. And see, Paul, he said, now for those who are robust, you know, for those whose consciences are clear, who live a life of virtue, they know that everything's under one God. And so a prayer of blessing and eat, you know. But there's lots of people there who are, and their consciences are tainted, they're frightened. Maybe there's a demon in there someplace. And you know, and that's the way to get yourself subject to demons again. So Paul said, for their sake, don't buy that meat. Buy someplace else. For their sake. And that's why he says, you see, so about the eating of meat sacrificed to idols here in 1 Corinthians 8. We know that there is no idol in the world and that there is no God but one. Indeed, even though there are so-called gods in heaven and on earth, the theii, I'm just talking about the gods, there are to be sure many gods and many lords floating around up there. Yet for us, there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are and for whom we exist. Everything comes from God the Father. You don't have to worry. And one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things are and through whom we exist. But not all have this knowledge. So if you know that and you're going around puffed up, you're a disaster. If that knowledge is not leading to love, what good is it? And that's the issue that he's getting at today. You see? Well, now, if people wander off today to tarot cards, and believe me, they get in trouble. Believe me, they get in trouble. That's why we have prayers of deliverance, to get them out of trouble again, because those are demonic influences, and they work. Or people put curses on. If you, you know, sick a demon on somebody, they're delighted to go. And then people come to priests to get freed of this stuff. Some of it they brought on themselves, fiddling around with fortune tellers and tarot cards and New Age and all that stuff. That's all trying to get out from under God and control your own life yourself. And you're going to get in trouble. But don't get frightened. Go and get prayer. And then straighten out your life. Coming for deliverance is not like going to the dentist. You know, you get your tooth pulled and it's over. It's not that way. It means a change of life. It means, you know, at least monthly confession. Weekly, if you can. Mass and communion, as often as you can get there. A daily life of prayer. Working out things in your family. You see, as our Lord said, you know, you get rid of one demon and you don't do much about it, you get seven more and come back. But Paul here is saying, you see, thus through your knowledge, the weak person is brought to destruction. The brother for whom Christ died. When you sin in this way against your brothers and wound their consciences, weak as they are, you are sinning against Christ. See how strong he is. Huh? So the principle, you see, is the principle that we're praying for today on 9/11 for world peace. The principle is, do I really care for my brother and sister? Do they have enough to eat? Are they frightened? You see, that's what brings peace. And that's why, as I say, the Mass I'm saying today, the prayers, are for the unity of Christians. If we, who have been gifted with baptism, the knowledge of God the Father and His Son in the Spirit, if we have been given all this, why don't we change the world?